This is St. Louis Public Radio. Dozens of bills await Missouri Governor Eric Greitens' signature now that the lawmakers' work is done. Though there were moments of chaos during the last week of session, the session wasn't that unusual from previous ones. But St. Louis Public Radio veteran political reporter Joe Manis tells fellow reporter and newscaster Wayne Pratt there were notable things that didn't even come up, including gun rights and abortion legislation.
Generally speaking, the Missouri General Assembly, I could say going back the last 10 or 15 years, you would see a major gun bill or an abortion bill or both that would attract a lot of controversy during the last week and sometimes influence what other unrelated bills passed. This past week, it was extremely notable that there wasn't that. Even though there had been some debates early on, there had been some stuff, especially that had passed the House. The legislation didn't get anywhere in the Senate or died in the Senate. For example, there was an abortion measure that would have required notification of non-custodial parents, but it didn't come up.
Do we know why we didn't have any action in the last week on those two fronts?
Well, there were several things going on. In the Senate, they were trying to get some other issues through that were of key importance to Governor Greitens. That includes several other labor-related pieces of legislation. So the abortion issue, which, in fact, there had been some talk early Friday morning among lobbyists I talked to, that they thought it was going to come up as a way to coalesce Republican-conservative support, that they would get people to vote on that, and then they'd go on to these other issues, and it would be a kumbaya moment. Didn't happen.
What are the prospects of a special session actually taking place?
Well, it's going to depend on a couple things. Governor Eric Greitens, this was his first session. He's hinting he's going to call something, but a special session costs money. It's tens of thousands of dollars. It's not cheap.
How do you put the session that we just completed into historical perspective?
Well, many people have been focusing on the fact that actually there was probably a lower number of bills passed this session than any in modern history, including the budget bills. You're talking just over 70. And let's say last year, for example, it was over 100. But on the other hand, you've got some major Republicans, such as Ron Richard, who's head of the Senate, who would say, well, it's not about quantity, it's about quality.
When you say quantity versus quality, that's still some political speak spin kind of thing, right? Or am I off base?
Well, not necessarily, because the whole point is to lay out a political agenda that you can then go to voters and say, look, we said we were going to do this, this, and this, and we did it. And so the average voter, they don't care how many bills passed. They care what was passed and how that affects their lives. A lot of this is like teeing up for the next session, which begins in January 2018. Is an election year. It could be very volatile on the national front. Heaven knows what the climate's going to be like. We're going to have a very hot U.S. Senate race. And some of this could bleed over into the General Assembly on what it does.
I want to touch on briefly Governor Eric Greitens, his first session. I don't know if we can assess how he did or what kind of influence he may have had.
Well, it's unclear. I mean, some would say that he made a strategic error in that this nonprofit group that he created that can get unlimited amounts of money from unknown donors started running some ads against certain key members of the state Senate, which some believe really ticked off those senators and some of their allies, and that that may have been one of the reasons that slowed down action on some of the bills he wanted. So I think that sort of put a sour taste in some legislators' mouths. But there are others who privately say that every governor, the first year is a learning curve and that he should not be graded too roughly this session. Again, he's got probably a few weeks before he can announce whether or not he's going to have a special session. And a special session, a governor has to say, it's going to take up this, it's going to take up this, or it's just going to take up this. You can't just have a special session and it be a freewheeling thing. That's not allowed in Missouri.